Aloha and welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. I'm your cosmic guide and host, Charlotte Sivak, transmitting to you from the waterfall capital of the world, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. And we are like so excited to have you guys here with us today for this exotic hour brought to you by spiritualquestjourneys.com. When you invest in spiritual travel, you always come back richer. And melissasallo.com for a healthier and happier you. And myself, charlottesivak.com, where you can find out all about the services that I offer, including soul readings, medical intuition, psychic reading, holographic journeys, the Akashic records, going into your past, present, future lives, energy, medicine. There's tons of stuff. So please just visit my website at charlottesivak.com or drop me an email to set up a time for a session. And we also want to let you guys know about the next spiritual journey that we have coming up, which is going to be to Egypt, exotic Egypt, divine magic in Egypt. This one is going to be incredible, as we have a really big announcement that we're going to be making in a couple of weeks related to Egypt for all you thrill seekers. You know, life is a daring adventure or nothing, so let's do this. And it's going to be November 8th to the 19th. So for more information on that, please check out spiritualquestjourneys.com. And of course, today, I mean, we have such an amazing, fantastic lineup. I want to say a wild card show that is multidimensional, transdimensional, multi-layered. You know what? It's a Stargate show, because we plan this moment to moment, and it will definitely spark your creativity, infusing all of you with infinite possibilities and awakening the magical divine child that's within you. So, you know, let's be daring and risk living in divine orgasmic ecstasy. I mean, that sounds pretty good to me. Now, today, we also, we'll be joined later by Peter Panos, who is also from Spiritual Quest Journeys, and who is... she does each broadcast where she showcases a different fabulous destination for soul travel, sacred sites, vortexes, and exploring magical places worldwide. So we definitely have a really fantastic lineup for you. And we're so happy that you could join us. All the synchronicities as we, you know, delight. These words that we're using. We just passed the summer solstice. And of course, this is all about the juiciness, about coming into the physicality of ourselves, being fully embodied. So we really want to inspire you today for this yummy awakening magic cosmic hour, where we enjoy the nectar of life as we actualize heaven on earth and experiencing your vastness, expanding the collective consciousness, and with all the amazing synchronicities, all the while as we dare you to be the masterpiece that you were created to be. Now, I know we've all been going through quite an intense couple of months, especially since April, with that cardinal cross. And I know I've been hearing so many people saying, make it stop, I can't take it anymore. And we've all been in this space too, where we are actually experiencing a breakthrough, not a breakdown. There is such incredible things happening on the planet right now. It's so amazing, as so many people, so many divine souls are stepping into their power, are stepping into these amazing roles of leadership, and just really putting it out there. And the guest that we have today, I'm so honored to have her back. She's been with us before, and she is just amazing. I love this woman. She's so awesome. She's joining us all the way from Australia. So you can imagine, you know, trying to coordinate time zones between four people in different time zones across the planet is insane. But it is so amazing, because it just shows how small the world is. And we just love the fact that we can do this, and that you, our listeners, are tuning in, and we receive your amazing emails every single week. We're just so happy for it. And just, I can't say enough about this amazing guest that we have, Tanishka Tantrika, joining us from Melbourne, Australia. So let me just give you a little bit about her and her bio, which is just amazing. And, you know, for all of you listening in the U.S., you definitely want to check her out, because she's coming to the U.S., Sedona, one of my favorite places in the world, and California. But we'll get her to tell us more about that in a few minutes. And she is a speaker, an international speaker, a teacher from Melbourne, Australia, with over 375,000 followers on her Facebook page. You have to check this out. It's called The Moon Woman, and it's amazing. The insights that she places in, and especially the astrological backing of it, is just mind-blowing. And the knowledge that she has related to this is really incredible. Now, there's also an app that's available because of the public demand, which is fantastic. And she's about to come to the U.S. to do a speaking tour on one of the most amazing subjects ever. And you have to go to this to believe it, because it is, you could say it's top secret information, or was, but no longer. And it's time to reveal the truth. And she's writing about, or speaking about, sacred union and the Holy Grail. She has trained hundreds of women in over 20 countries to facilitate Red Tent Women's Circles, and is the author of two books, The Inner Goddess Makeover and Creating Sacred Union Within. Both I've read, and they are absolutely astounding, and they will change your life. You definitely need to check it out. Now, they are available on her website, which is starofishtar.com. And this is amazing. Her third book coming out is in September 21st. Oh, wow, what a fantastic time to put it on the equinox. And Creating Sacred Union in Partnership. And this was also when she's going to be launching her Sacred Union online course for both singles and couples. So you definitely want to check this out. Once again, to check out her Facebook page, The Moon Woman, some really valuable insights there. I can't say enough about her. She's really incredible. I love having her on. Her energy is fantastic. She's like an amazing soul sister. Welcome back, Tanishka. Thank you so much for joining us.
Wow, after listening to that, I don't think my light is going to be contained enough to fit in my lounge room, but thank you.
Hey, man, we got to expand. We got to grow. We got to elevate. You said expand.
I feel radiant.
You are definitely doing it. You are on fire, girl. It's amazing everything that you're doing.
Look, it's certainly year of the horse. So many people are galloping through this year, aren't we? You know, anyone that has made that commitment to serve has never worked as hard as they're working this hard, that's for sure.
Unbelievable. I mean, I don't even know what to ask or where to start with you, because so much has changed since you were on the show the last time, and it's fabulous. And my God, last time you had, I think it was like just about 100,000 followers on Facebook, and now, my God, that's incredible. You're almost up to 500,000. That's amazing, you know, to get that insight to that many people. You are changing things, and it is so beautiful to see. It is, I just want to celebrate you. I think it is so incredible.
Look, I'm honored that, you know, people are finding connection through it, because that's where our power is, you know. We've been in a state of separation for so long, and it's through, you know, entering into this paradigm of the Aquarian age and finding our oneness, finding our commonality and reconnecting, that we strengthen. You know, when we weave together, we become strong. And so, you know, if I can be an agent for change and serve in that way, then it's an honor.
Well, you're doing it with such grace and such beauty, but yet such humility. There's just no words to describe how incredible. And now you're coming to the States. I mean, that's amazing. Mm. And how did this all come together?
Oh, my. Well, look, I got clear guidance to bring this work, these teachings. I mean, you know, I come from a very Western culture in Australia, and America is equally as conditioned by the masculine. And during, you know, the patriarchal years that we've had, whether mm-hmm. we're male or female, those of us that are living in Western countries have been operating more out of our masculine than out of our feminine. So to bring through deep sacred knowledge from the feminine really just pops the synapses upon hearing it and creates big shifts and upgrades that helps bring people back into balance. So it's important to deliver these teachings in person, if you will, because people receive an energetic transmission upon hearing them, which is why the oral tradition is so powerful.
Well, like I say, and then there was sound, and sound is always the activator for everything. So I can only imagine how much more powerful your throat chakra has become over the last few months.
Yeah. Well, you know, like you, I'm an oracle. This is something that we've done in service for lifetimes. And the word oracle means to speak and to speak the truth. Uh-huh. So, you know, the work that we've been doing privately over the last couple of decades, you know, clearing the chakras, clearing the stargates, so that we can be a clear vessel for truth at this time, now that the consciousness within all of us is ready to make that shift from living in 3D hell to 5D heaven on earth. And that's, you know, certainly, you know, one of the main themes of my talk, you know, helping people understand in very practical terms how they can literally make a gear shift from living life in struggle, living life, you know, from the head, and then make the shift into understanding how to be in divine flow, how to really work with the natural cycles. And that's why the Moon Woman Facebook page works so well, because people that have never had any sort of invested any credence in astrology go, oh my God, this woman is spot on every day. my husband can't believe it, you know. And it's like,
I can only imagine some of the posts you've gotten.
I mean, yeah, I love it. Tell us. At the end of the day, it's sheer entertainment. It's lovely. Just hearing people make that shift from not having any, you know, poo-pooing the effect of the natural cycles on them, to actually going, oh my God, this is so spot on every day, I can't deny its relevance.
And, you know, what really blows my mind about astrology too is how, like, okay, if you want to go into a bit of a conspiracy theory here, but how they go on and on and on about, they try to debunk astrology from every aspect possible, and then the people that run the world, they actually are using it to go into war and everything. And I mean, it's unbelievable when you see, even on the days of the attacks, how they line up, usually always on a spring equinox or something. And now that you're bringing forth this knowledge and this information about how spot on it is, it's really making people sit back and go, whoa, what is really going on here?
Absolutely. If you look at the films that they bring out to be released the week of, say, winter solstice, which is the most potent time to seed an intent. Exactly. It's things that are like apocalyptic, to get the mass consciousness focusing on you know, the destruction of our race rather than the upliftment. So, you know, gifting people back that knowledge of how to not be afraid of magic, of energy, of understanding how we are all made up of energy, and if we don't consciously use it, then we're unconsciously using it, and that's far more dangerous.
Oh, you could say that again. And you know what's even more interesting too now is that there's certain movies too now that have to be red lit by the Pentagon. Hollywood has lost its own, even like its thought about what they need to do as well with it too. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
So again, I mean, for you to be able to do this and to write it every single day, and with the different, I mean, even the pictures I see too all the time, they're amazing, and they are just so befitting with what you're writing for the day.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, look, I enjoy doing it. It's, I mean, gosh, who gets to talk to that many brothers and sisters around the planet every day? It's an absolute blast. So yeah, I'm loving it. Yeah, I plan to launch a web TV show called Good Morning Uninspired next year, which for everyone that's had a gutful, basically everyone that's tired of the corrupt status quo on earth, and yeah, so just to connect with more people. I mean, it's and I know you're also moving into TV in terms of being able.
It hasn't been announced yet.
Oh, and I'll put that back in my mouth along with the boots. Sorry about
that. It's okay. Yes. Stepping in to the working title is called The Oracle. Woo-hoo. And it's, thank you. it's pretty mind-blowing. Everything that's been happening, it's been a very wild ride, let's just say. And again, like you, it's just been working towards this. You know what they say, overnight success takes 10 years. So,
yeah, totally.
It's really amazing. And, you know, it's funny. It's like you get one side of the world, I'll get the other half, and then we'll meet in the middle and then we'll swap it.
Oh, it's, you know, it's a real shifting of the guard that we're seeing this year. You know, those that have been, you know, the meek shall inherit the earth, those that have been humbly, quietly working on their own shadow, becoming, you know, more self-aware, now are having to step up into having a greater sphere of influence. And those that have been in leadership positions but have not been responsible with power are now destabilizing. So it's an exciting time to be on the planet.
Now, because you are so amazing at astrology, I really want to go back to the cardinal cross of the spring, because April was one of the most intense months ever. I mean, it brought me to my knees. And I mean, I know how to deal with these kind of energy shifts, but April was unbelievable when it came to house cleaning. And when I was reading through the astrology, it was saying that it was coming into this week's energy where it was finishing off all the clearing. And I just wanted to ask you your thoughts on that, what you your perception too with that in the Uranus Pluto square.
Well, a cardinal cross is very much about new beginnings, and that one was a face off with the old patriarchal energies, you know. So we had Uranus, which is, you know, ruled the ruler of the Aquarian age, so the freedom fighter, the rebel, the rainbow warrior, facing off with Pluto, which is like Hades, like the one who desecrates and takes people down into the underworld. So, you know, all the stuff about children being abused and everything just being unleashed. And we had Jupiter, which, you know, the Romans used to refer to as Jove, you know, by Jove. And Jupiter is like the big fat cat CEO, you know, who's had all this material power, you know. So it's just been this showdown, you know, and literally the crossroads, moving through the crossroads. So, you know, from that point on, there's no turning back, you know. It's now is our time. And in terms of, you know, the effect that we're seeing now, I mean, particularly for those of you in the Northern Hemisphere, as you said, we've just had the solstice, and that is the time of the greatest light on the planet. So you're seeing the proliferation of everything that was seeded at that time in April, at that huge beginning, that inception, totally in fruition. You know, it's like seeing the harvest of it, you know, because summer solstice is the time of the king and the queen. It's the time of the greatest light, the time when we really put ourselves out there and go, this is my divine essence. This is how I will share it with my brothers and sisters. It's the time of the sacred masculine. So, you know, everybody is putting forward their piece of the puzzle right now. I mean, whilst it's not necessarily ever presented on mainstream television, and I'd advise, I mean, your viewers are tuning into internet radio, so they're probably not plugged into that old paradigm propaganda machine anyway. But, you know, when you look around and see what good work is being done by everybody, there's no doubt that we are completely bathed in the light of the photon belt now, and we're in the Aquarian age, and there's no going back. You know, anyone that's operating out of the old paradigm will continue to suffer more and more.
I was just thinking, suffer, but we don't want you to really suffer. But
no, oh god, no.
Unfortunately, you need to in order to let go, like that
right,
song, let go from Disney, which we're all sick of hearing. And now Pearl Jam just covered it too.
Sorry, darling, what?
Pearl Jam, the band, just covered it too. So they're saying all these families, and wanted to get out of the house because they were tired of hearing that song. They go to a Pearl Jam concert and you get it there too. But I guess, wow. You know, it's clearly a universal message of letting it go.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I must admit I haven't heard that song, but I am at the other end of the world and have been hibernating in the depths of winter solstice. So,
and that's right, because in Australia it's the winter solstice in the southern hemisphere, and and also you're one of the most spiritual times as well too. So you must be getting some really incredible information coming through you.
Oh, look, I thoroughly recommend that people set aside the 3 days over winter solstice to go deep, to meditate and to journal and channel insights. And for any woman that receives her moon time, her menses during that time, it is the holy night, you know. Silent Night, the carol was all about those 3 days. It is the most deeply sacred time, deeply yin feminine time. And I spent 3 days sitting by the fire just channeling more and more information about the grail. So I realized, that's why I take off this Saturday immediately the week after going deep into that and pulling through more information. And with Mercury retrograde at the moment, it's certainly a time of remembrance, of bringing through the old ancient knowledge, which is what we need to rebalance the planet.
And so I got to say, I really love that this is happening right now. Again, a Mercury retrograde in Gemini is so utterly mind-blowing that it's just, I mean, the information that's coming through, like you said. And I mean, with this tour that you have coming up, I mean, it's fabulous. You're hitting some, you got quite a few cities on this. So tell us a little bit about this.
Okay, well, I go to
you in California. Listen up.
Yeah. First of all, I go to Colorado for 3 days. There's an amazing 3-day retreat for men and women. There's still places available. It's called Earth Goddess Rising. So you can check out the details on their website, earthgoddessrising.com. And I'll be sharing and activating the Grail codes and the truth about the Grail, which it was never written down. It's only something which can be received through second sight and channeled information. But it's being hosted in the actual hot spring. So I'll be doing an opening water ceremony as well as goddess archetype workshop, speaking about sacred sexuality and the Grail. And then I head to Albuquerque and I do the talk there on the 15th, Tuesday the 15th of July at 7 o'clock in Albuquerque at The Source. Again, speaking about sacred union, about, and this is not just, you know, sort of tantra evening for couples. This is for everyone. Sacred union is a consciousness. It's about how we can live more connected lives, understanding the effect that the natural cycles have on us and how to work with those energies, but also how the grail literally is the turning point. It's the game changer. Once we understand that, we harness our power and we take back our earth as custodians of Eden. So then I head to Sedona and I do the Holy Grail talk there on the 18th, Friday the 18th, at the Sedona Creative Life Center at 7 o'clock. And then on the Saturday, Sunday, the 19th and 20th of July, I run a Creating Sacred Union Within workshop. So this is for men and women, singles and couples, doesn't matter whether you're straight or, you know, homoerotic or doesn't matter. But the point
whatever
is,
you are, show up.
Welcome. Come on in. Basically, it's about awakening the twin serpents, so the meridians of the sacred feminine masculine energies up through the chakras, up through the central nervous system. And we do that by unveiling and meeting and balancing and marrying the female and masculine archetypes that govern the chakras. So then I head to Orange County and I do the Holy Grail talk on Friday the 25th. And on the 26th and 27th, which is over the dark moon into Leo, I run a women's gathering, a 2-day red tent. So we go deep, and this is a very powerful event for women that really want to know what it is to sit at the darkest phase of the moon in circle and go completely into a state of surrender, into bringing through all that is unseen, all that has perhaps been suppressed in their psyche, so that they can step into greater power, greater wholeness. So we'll be doing sacred ceremony and a lot of deep workings there. And then I head to Venice Beach. I've never been to the mainland, so I'm a bit excited. That's Tuesday the 29th of July, and I give the Holy Grail talk there. And then I go to Chicago to the Conscious Living Fair, and I do a global meditation on awakening the twin serpents at 10 o'clock in the morning. And then at 12 o'clock, I give an hour's talk on how to have a conscious courtship. You know, so many people are meeting on online dating and things like that. And the old paradigm is that we seduce each other, and that sets us up for not very good relationships, put it that way. So, and I think, you know, the divorce rate's kind of proof on that. I don't need to harp on about it, but it's time for a different way to lay the foundation for partnership. So I'll be speaking about that for an hour. And then I head to Bali, where I'm running a 7-day inner goddess retreat for women, and then back home. So that's the grand tour.
That is amazing. You are so going to cover a lot of ground, and I would love to have you come back on the radio show after that, because I can imagine how much you would have changed by the time you get back. That is incredible. And I really hope you're able to record some of this and be able to, you know, get it out there for people, so that, you know, you get the knowledge as much, because I'm sure you're going to bring through some really incredible stuff while you're up there speaking, so...
Yeah, well, the biggest excitement I think that I have is I've been creating vibrational essences over a number of years at different stargates. Mm-hmm. So for 11-11, 12-12, 13-13, the two times where the planets have formed the six-pointed star, the full moon in Ophicus, and I've created, and also Buddha's birthday, Wesak, I've created a star essence that combines all of them, and I'll be pouring that into the vortex in Sedona, and also doing ceremony everywhere I go, pouring that into the grids of the earth.
That is amazing. I have to tell you about one of the secret spots in Sedona then.
Yes, please.
You are going to fall in love with that place. And when you drive in over that hill and you see it open up before you, the vastness of it, it leaves you, it renders you speechless. It is so spectacular. And every time I go, I've been 7 times, it never fails to just take my breath away. It is so unbelievable. You're going to have an amazing time. And when you feel that energy, wow.
Thank you. I was at the U.S. consulate waiting for my visa interview the other day, and they showed video footage of Sedona. And it really reminded me of Uluru here, where I went a year ago, you know, the red desert here in Australia with the rock formations. And I couldn't believe how soft the energy was. I'd always thought the desert would be such a harsh, extreme yang energy. And it was the mother. It was so soft. And everywhere we were walking around on rhodonite pink crystal. And I had amazing openings there. I would go into multi-orgasmic states and channel for up to an hour at a time. So, God help me when I'm in Sedona. I'm looking forward. That's all I can say.
The last time we were there, I was led by a beam of light, literally a beam of light that I had taken a picture of. And it ended up going to a spot I never knew existed. And when we got there, we ended up being at the altar of the Divine Mother. And it literally brings you to your knees. It is just so, it was such an unbelievable experience. The way we were led was just, I mean, I can't say enough words about it. It's just, I can't wait to hear the experiences that you have when you go there.
Yeah, look, an adventure. It's, I encourage people to have an adventure once a year. It's like we need to step into the unknown, you know, not just internally, but also externally. And so, the pilgrimage that you take people on, life-changing, absolutely, because every spirit of place, every land that you go to, the energy activates you in different ways. And if you've ever spent time there in other incarnations, then you recall fragments of your soul. You know, it's literally soul retrieval work. So powerful stuff.
Amazing. It sounds like you're really going to have an incredible time.
Thank you. Yes. I know I've been Navajo before, so that's I'll be on Route 66, and I'm apart from seeing Billy Connolly talk about it on YouTube, I don't have a lot of knowledge about it, so it's stepping into the unknown.
Casinos now.
bypass them. Yeah.
But when you go through the Painted Desert in New Mexico, it's mind blowing, and drive past Mount Taylor, it's breathtaking. It's like over, I think it's either 11 or 14,000 feet high. And it's just crazy. And of course, when I was driving through the Painted Desert, this was before we had all the, you know, Android phones and everything. Of course, my batteries died, so I got no pictures. They're just
etched in my mind. You were meant to be present. Wow.
So take lots of batteries.
From one sister to another.
Yeah.
No, look, I'm somebody that, I've never owned a camera before my iPhone. I find that when I'm somewhere that is rendering me awestruck, I just surrender and I can't step outside it to take a photo of it. I just want to completely be in it. Yeah. But thanks to those that do manage to capture incredible natural beauty through the lens, because, you can't be everywhere and go everywhere on this planet.
It was a big lesson for me in embodiment, that was for sure.
Yeah,
now,
right.
And you're writing a book too. Like, how are you getting all this done? What do you do with your free time? Do you have free time?
Look, honestly, not this year. I've been working very hard this year, but the book is actually part of a trilogy, and I received in 2008, it was time to start bringing through the Grail codes, and so I started writing this trilogy of books. So I completed them 2 years ago, but, you know, everything has its own gestational cycle, and a book is like any child, you know, it has its own timing. So, you know, I had to journey the work before I was ready to birth each book. And so it's been 2012 that I brought out the first volume, which is Creating Sacred Union Within, which is the foundation for conscious partnerships. And then I was blessed enough to meet my beloved on my Australian tour last year for spring equinox. Yeah. And so now together we're bringing the sacred union work, you know, around the planet, and bringing out the Sacred Union in Partnerships, Volume 2 book for Spring Equinox this year, along with the Sacred Union online course. And what that is, you know, the Heros Gamos, which is a Greek term meaning the holy marriage. And it's a term that was really distorted and made out to be something very dark, again, because where there's fear, there's power. And the powers that be did not want the people having access to their own power. But the Heros Gamos is a practice, and it's about understanding how the natural cycles affect our relationships. And when we understand, you know, that the dark of winter, the autumn and winter is the descent, and it's the most testing, challenging time for partnerships. It's when our shadow comes up, and we often take it out on those closest to us, on those that we love the most. And so to have a practice, to have awareness, so that we can use that time to unveil our shadow consciously for each other as a path of greater intimacy and greater connection, so that instead of partners becoming estranged, and that builds up resentment when you do that cyclic journey year after year, and it kills the erotic intimacy. But if you have a practice where you meet, you know, once a month, and you you own your crap, but it's done in a sacred way, it's done with humor, then you weather the storm together and you come out rebirthed in spring, wiser and with a more mature love and with a strong foundation that you know will stand the test of time and will withstand children and all the other challenges that externally get thrown at a relationship. So, I'm very excited to unveil that. I've got a new website which will be going live in a couple of weeks and it'll have all the details on it. So the website is starofishtar.com. But if people want to go to my site and join the free e-club, they'll be the first to know when I launch the course and there'll be, you know, an early bird rate for people wanting $100 off. So it's worth getting in early. But it's also for singles. So, again, you know, we can't bring in the caliber of partner that can really meet us unless we are meeting us, unless, you know, we have gone through that cyclic journey, which is what the ancient initiates and all, you know, when we hear about ancient Greece and the Eleusinian mysteries and we hear about Avalon and, you know, they were all doing this working. They were all acknowledging the seasonal gates and the lesson of each one of these equinoxes and solstices, because each one is a three-day vortex and it accelerates your personal understanding and your personal power if you work with the energies. So, it's not just for couples. There'll be one stream for singles and one stream for couples.
That is amazing. And I love how you said about bringing and meeting your crap and dealing with it, because the shadow is just so important.
Yeah.
I mean, the work you're doing is just phenomenal. And again, it's just, we just need to celebrate it. And everything that you're bringing forward, you're helping so many people. It's just beautiful. Again, we're on with Tanishka joining us from Melbourne, Australia. You can find out more about her on her website at www.starofishtar.com. And, of course, her Facebook page, which is called The Moon Woman. You definitely want to like that page. And, I mean, the tour is everything. You want to sign up for her newsletter. She also has a new moon and a full moon report that you do as well, too. Tanishka, it's always such a pleasure to have you on the show. I know you just got so much going on right now, and thank you so much for taking the time out before your tour. We wish you all the best. Once again, we've been on the line with Tanishka Tantrika from Melbourne, Australia. Just an incredible lady. Check out her website, www.starofishtar.com, and also to her Facebook page, which is The Moon Woman. Definitely you want to like that, and you'll get all the information, everything that's coming from her, all the new things that she's doing, the tours and everything. And again, Tanishka, thank you so much for being here with us today. We just celebrate you for all the amazing work that you've done, and we thank you all for joining us today on this incredible Stargate show where we had just such incredible information come through. And we wishing you all magical days. And of course, you know, we can't forget the nights of cosmic ecstasy with infinite aloha blessings. A harmonic new octave has arrived. So why not join us on Alternative Tuesdays at 2 p.m. PST for Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic with your cosmic guide and host, Charlotte Sivak. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio.